again, and welcome to the Artisan Rogue Podcast. I'm Mario Mora, and today I'm going to be talking about something that most all of us strive to find more of: time. I'm only all too familiar with how valuable and needed time can be, especially when, well, like in my case, I work by day as a production artist at Hallmark, and by evening I try to make time to have my other efforts in comics and illustration flourish. Now, you're probably hearing some odd pops in the background. Well, that's because it's the 4th of July, and while my neighbors are busy sounding like the pyrotechnics team testing charges for a remake of Ted Turner's Gettysburg, I'm sitting inside, like probably a fair share of other people might be, and I'm working. Working on dreams, desires, deadlines, and dozens of other things. 3-day weekends are a rare thing for me, and when I come across one, I do the best I can to update websites, create new art and content, but mind you, I'm not a multitasker. I'm far from it. It's not easy for most of us because time is something that has to be managed, organized, and understood. I don't mean in some sort of abstract way. I mean in how you, as an individual, can best work to accomplish what you can in whatever time frames you have available. Now, I can offer up a few tips that have helped me start to get a grip on things when it seems that all that happens is that, you know, time starts to fly by. And few things can be as infuriating, because in this day and age of almost instantaneous information exchange, creatives have a hell of a time staying current and on top of trends, never mind keeping their own work fresh and interesting. So one point I make is to not bring home my day job on the ride home. Sure, things might happen at work that egg you on or maybe bring you down, and some jobs can do that, especially in the private or the corporate sector. But you have to remember that once you begin to bring that home, it's going to override your sense to want to invest in more endeavors later that day. It seriously can take inspiration out of your head and proverbially throw it into a lake wearing cement shoes. Now, in my case, I know that inspiration and ideas often manifest, you know, for me at the darndest times. And I've grown to rely on my smartphone as a way to record ideas in typed, visual, or audio ways so that way I can later go back to them. And I can't even begin to tell you the number of marketing ideas, inventions, poems, or problems solved that would have fallen by the wayside if I'd not had my phone on me to make note of them. But even if I don't have my phone, I'll have a small notepad or something to get it down on. And, you know, all the organization in the world, it's not even going to begin to help you if you don't allow yourself to have the mental acuity to stay sharp and lucid during your waking hours. So, you know, I guess although I put a huge amount of importance on organization, I really need to amend this. And I need to put sleep or rest in general at the top of this list. Because your brain is an amazing and wonderful place, and evidently filled with little tiny people, you know, if Pixar's Pete Doctor is really onto anything with this movie Inside Out. And even though a great many of us who rely on critical thinking skills day in and day out, we run that gauntlet of too many late nights burning the midnight oil, or maybe we begin to skip meals because we're in that middle of that, you know, that ingenious flow of thought, or perhaps that, you know, maybe you've got a daub of acrylic paint that's just the right shade and it's working on the canvas so perfectly that it's worth only getting a few hours of sleep before you have to get up, whether it's for your other job or for anything. And guess what? It's not. I've done those sort of late night sessions for clients, for work, and you end up doing things twice. You end up making more mistakes, and sometimes you even end up seeing weird little shadows out of the corners of your eyesight. And I don't like my mind playing tricks on me like that, because I don't even like people playing tricks on me in real life. But, you know, no, seriously, I'm a major buzzkill at magic shows. I'm not down with that sort of thing. So, make time. You know, time for spending with your family, playing with your cat, sitting on your back porch admiring the view. Or maybe even just staying up late, you know, watching late night infomercials. I mean, the best thing that could happen is you feel more relaxed. And the worst thing is you'll end up convincing yourself that you really do need that, it will slice and dice any and everything slap chop for only $9.99. But wait, there's more. The final bit of advice I can offer is this, and it comes from a conversation that I had with the kick-ass comic illustrator Tommy Castillo, who told me once in Chicago, this was a couple of years back, you know, listen, kid, the reason I made it this far in comics is because I outlasted a whole lot of them. The ones that didn't want to lose the sleep. The ones that gave up when their drawing hand cramped. The ones that didn't love art. If you want to make it, no matter what you do, you got to be tougher. You got to be meaner, and you got to believe in yourself. what I took from that was Tommy Castillo is every bit as much of a badass as his artwork suggests he is. And don't make time for being lazy or uninvested in your dreams, because you will get left behind. And if you want to make it, you'll have to break the rules from time to time. Now, I don't promise that anything I spoke about tonight will help or even inspire any of you to better things, but time is something that I've always struggled with, so I thought I'd at least put out my two cents on that. So you got any thoughts on this? Feel free to email me at mario@mariomora.net, or if you're finding this on my main podcast site, go ahead and leave a comment and I'll get back to you on that. Thanks again for listening, my fellow rogues. Support your local artists. Make time for yourself and be kind to your fellow beings. I'll see you next time.